the Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Oh, I'm excited about today's guest. Wow, what a story. From childhood abuse to moving to a man who, for 23 years, narcissistic control. This is a story that you need to hear. Powerful learnings of how she transitioned, and she's written an amazing book. Join us for an amazing conversation with Regina Hiremuth. So what other things can we identify as red flags to help our audience move forward?
Okay, so things like monitoring your money and how you spend, but not monitoring their money or wanting you to monitor their money or how they're spending. That's definitely a red flag. And starting off with really nice compliments and comments that then become mean comments passed off as a joke. And it's really not a joke. It's hurtful, but you want to laugh. You want me to laugh and, you know, not take it. It's a joke. It's funny. Ha ha ha. But slowly, the negative comments start coming more and more with an attempt to tear down your self-esteem.
Welcome to another episode of Healing Through Love. Each week, we share ideas, experiences, and resources to increase the awareness of domestic and family violence and to empower survivors to grow and thrive. We talk with experts who share their advice or with people who have experienced abuse, no matter where they are on their journey. This is all about healing through love. And now, here are your hosts, Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast. I'm Charlene Lynch, and together we're shining a light on hope, resilience, and transformation in the journey to end domestic violence. Each week, we bring you inspiring interviews with changemakers, survivors, advocates, and experts who are making a difference in the lives of those affected by domestic and family violence. Whether you're on a healing journey yourself or supporting someone who is, this is the space for powerful stories, practical tools, and heartfelt inspiration. Let's heal through love together. Today, we've got an amazing guest. We've got Regina Hiremuth. Now, she's a survivor of child abuse who found herself in a marriage overshadowed by a narcissistic abuse for more than 23 years. Grateful for the strength to find the way to walk out, Regina's here today to share her story and just basically open a door for what's possible for you to move forward. I love it. So thank you and so much welcome for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love it. Now, before we started and press record today, you said that it's okay to talk about your story. So can we begin today's conversation with how did you get here?
How did I get here? My story is, you know, it's very dramatic. My trauma started when I was at the age of 7. I had been living with my grandmother up until that point, and she passed away from cancer. Then I was sent back to live with my mom, and that 1 year ushered in a season of trauma in nearly every way. And so at that point, I was removed from her custody, sent to live with another relative who was an alcoholic and abusive as well. And so I spent 10 years in this terrible cycle of trauma coming into early adulthood. I was very confused, feeling very unloved and unworthy. And so it's no surprise to me that I would end up marrying a narcissist because I was seeking to fill a void within myself. And I struggle through that marriage for 23 years.
That's a powerful story and a lesson for all of us here that if we can early in on our piece find a mentor, find somebody who can help us have a look at our patterns of behavior, we can make different choices. But sometimes, as you said, we life repeats, patterns repeat, history repeats, and we're almost drawn to that same outcome. You've obviously learned a lot through this process, and now you're out there, you've got a book, and you're an advocate as well, and there's so many things that you're doing. But if we can dial back to life before you got married, what are some of the things in hindsight, this beautiful word hindsight, that you could share with our audience today that could have given you a different outcome? Can you talk to me about that?
Absolutely. I think that because I was feeling so unworthy and I was constantly seeking love, I was always just accepting whatever came into my path. It's like, oh, you're here. Like, you love me. This is great. This is good. There's some issues here, but we can work through that. And so I really had it rough as an early in my early adulthood. And I wish that I'd had someone kind of in my corner looking out for me and telling me about the red flags and things that were happening in my life. But it was really tough, And I'm grateful to have survived that. I'm grateful to be on the other side of that. But I think that's why I work really hard to help others at this stage of my life, because I wish I'd had that.
That's powerful. And just having that understanding that it's based on our sense of worth and how we see ourselves and our sense of self-esteem, we'll behave differently. And energetically, we vibrate at a different frequency. So when we've got that self-esteem and self-worth, and we're no longer attractive to those that can do us harm. In fact, we repel them. So I love this. So with all of, and I love the fact that you mentioned the red flags as well. So that's something that we really do talk about here at Healing Through Love, is how can we educate people and shift awareness on family and domestic violence in all of its forms, because it's not all physical. It can be psychological and financial, and there's like such a broad range, and to have these conversations. So red flags, let's talk a little bit about red flags and what are red flags, and how can our audience learn from your experience with these red flags?
Okay, so usually when I speak, the title of my talk is Shattered Without a Mark. And so I call it the quiet side of DV, in that my abuse was emotional, verbal, and financial. And so early on, when I met my husband, he was very giving, and he did all these really nice things for me that no one had ever done. And so we were in that sort of honeymoon phase where he was, he had his mask on and he was doing all of these really nice things for me that appeared to be kind and caring. And later on, I realized that it was kind of he was, pretending to be something or someone for the sake of getting me comfortable. Because in this period, they do all these really nice things for you, and whatever you want to do, they want to do. And then slowly it feels like they pull the rug out from under you, and suddenly you feel like something's wrong with you, that you are questioning this person who came into your life is so amazing, because then they slowly start to pull back some of the things that they offered initially. And it's very confusing, and you feel like something's off. Maybe it's me. Now suddenly you don't want to do the dinners out, or you don't want to celebrate certain things because you're saying we don't celebrate that, or we don't do that. And so it's this kind of bait and switch that they do with you. And it takes you a while to figure out what's really going on.
It sounds like a slow bake. Like if you are entered into a cold oven, you probably don't notice that the temperature's up to 100. So, yeah, but having this level of awareness around what these red flags are. So you mentioned, overly keen, but then things start to shift and change. So
Right.
what other things can we identify as red flags? So to help our audience move forward.
Okay, so things like monitoring your money and how you spend, but not monitoring their money or wanting you to monitor their money or how they're spending. That's definitely a red flag. And starting off with really nice compliments and comments that then become mean comments passed off as a joke. And it's really not a joke, it's hurtful, but you want to laugh, you want me to laugh, and not take it to, it's a joke, it's funny, ha ha ha. But slowly the negative comments start coming more and more with an attempt to tear down your self-esteem.
Yeah.
And piece by piece, they chip away at you.
Absolutely, I hear what you're saying. So, for our listeners today, what things can we do to strengthen our self-worth and strengthen our self-esteem?
If you've been through it, if you've been through it, I think the best thing that you can do is to, for me, was to get into therapy, to journal, to sing, dance, start to do all the things that I love and enjoy, and start telling myself all of the things that, to remove the negative and replace it with the positive. So if I was hearing that I was boring, and then I started to tell myself all of the things that my friends say about me and all of the things that I feel about myself. Well, I can't be boring if my friends are constantly wanting to hang out and to do things. And I'm fun to be around. It's just, replacing the negative with positive.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So you cancel, sweep away, and replacing the negative with the positive. I love that. And doing nice things for ourselves and positive
Yes.
affirmations so that
Yes.
we can hear those words that make us feel good. And I love journaling. I'm an absolute advocate of journaling.
Yes.
And it's
Yes.
like having a therapist, but you don't have to pay it. That's great.
Right.
I love
Yeah, I had a and I still to this day I have a journaling app in my phone. It has its own pass code and it's with me all the time. So if I ever feel the need to unload the congestion, it's just a great way that I can do that anywhere, anytime.
Oh, I love it. And we do. We have to be mindful of security, especially for those who are still in the proximity,
Yes.
and
Yes.
because that can do us more harm. I love it.
Right.
So, okay. So all of this happened, and then at what point did you decide that you need to write a book and get it out and share it with people? Like, how did that transition happen?
Well, the funny thing about it is as I was going through the divorce, I started a divorce blog. Eventually added three. I'm up to four other writers now, and we're all divorced, and we write about various topics on divorce. Alimonia Life was a baby that was created out of my own need. Eventually, I added a private community, and I just felt the need to, I just felt led to write a book from my perspective, from the things that I had been through, so many things that I wanted to share and talk about in the book. And it's really, it's not a book about divorce so much as it's a book about all the things that I've been through. So if you've been through childhood trauma, the loss of a loved one, feeling unworthy, unloved, feeling lost within yourself, it's just a great, I feel it's a great guide and tool for the to help you find yourself. It's lessons on the way to onesome.
I love it.
And thank you. Thank you.
And the link to all of that is going to be in the show notes and also in the show descriptions. So, wow. So you've had this amazing transition, and we've identified that self-worth could have been the one thing that could have helped you, or even a mentor, or even knowing a little bit more about red flags, so that you could have made a different decision about who to move forward. And it was the longest period of time before you realized there was actually a problem with the marriage,
Right.
because everything was sweet to
Right.
begin with.
Right. And plus the childhood trauma, all of those things that I had experienced in childhood and early adulthood, made this person and this marriage feel normal. As crazy as the stories are and the things that I went through, it all fit the pattern of my life.
So yeah, that starts a whole new conversation about, well, what is normal? A fish does not know water. So if we're reliving these situations, and how do we know that this is not a normal existence? Yeah. So,
Right.
and I suppose I, from my own experience, I was cut off from people at several points in my relationships, and so we don't know. We've got nothing to compare it to. You feel like a princess in a tower sometimes. There's, you've seen
Right.
television, radio, all of those things, but you don't have close camaraderie with someone to find out, I don't know, is this how really should be happening? Because you're
Right.
excluded from having those conversations, because that's one of the things that perpetrators do, is
Yeah,
they
isolation.
isolation. They keep you isolated. Wow.
Right.
Okay. So loving the book, love this to move forward. What's for you in 2025? Where are you going? You've got this community, you've got these blogs, you've got this beautiful book, you're talking to divorcees. What's next for you?
What's next for me? I'm nearing the end of my life coaching program, so I'll be certified soon. So that's really exciting. Because I have some things that I want to do in terms of group sessions and workshops. So all of that kind of ties in together to help me with that. And I currently sit on the executive board for a domestic violence organization, and we have a few events for this year. So I'm working with the executive board to bring these events to fruition. So that's really, really exciting. I head up the community relations. So I can be making centerpieces for our events or contacting community leaders or getting emails from survivors. So, I feel really blessed to have this opportunity. This past year, I was the keynote speaker for our inaugural gala. So, and that's fun. I find that funny because this is a person who had a lifelong fear of public speaking.
I love it. I love it. And this is sounds like it's only the beginning for you. I love it. If you're listening today and you are a survivor of family and/or domestic violence, then reach out to Healing Through Love. We've got Pamper Days, so think day spa on steroids, where you can come for free, where 25 different practitioners hold the space for you. So think you have your skincare done, your makeup done, your hair done, you might have your chakras aligned, you might have a massage. Just think an entire experience, an entire day that's just for you as a survivor. And if you're listening today and you are a practitioner, reach out to Healing Through Love because we're looking for practitioners in your area. Speaking, we're as of 2023, Healing Through Love is a global community, and we are running Pamper Days all over the world. And we would love to connect with you to see how we can help you hold the space for our listeners. I love it. This has been a beautiful conversation, and I'd love to have you back later on in the year once all of these processes and programs are launched to see what they look like. But just in closing, could you share your final words of wisdom to our audience today?
One of the things that I find so amazing is that with all that I've been through, I wish that I had known the strength that it took me to survive all of these traumas was the same strength that I used to fight for myself, to put my life back together, to move forward in peace, happiness, service, gratitude, and just live.
That is so beautiful, Regina. That is so beautiful. Oh, so all Regina's notes will be in the show description and in the show notes, and we're looking forward to another conversation. That's a goodbye from us and a goodbye from Regina.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.